This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alrighty, as we continue to react to the Jaylen Warren contract extension, Alex Kozora of Steelers Depot highlights, how about this stat, Jolie? Jaylen Warren becomes the first Steeler running back since Willie Parker in 2006 to earn a contract extension from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have not signed a running back to a contract extension in nearly 20 years.
Fun fact about both those players, they are both undrafted too.
That is crazy. Willie Parker signed a 4-year extension with the Steelers in 2006. Jaylen Warren signs a 2-year extension with the Steelers today. And we continue to react to it. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Couple of texters. Warren is good in pass pro. They're locking up a solid running back. And another texter pointing out the Kozora stat of Warren being the first running back to receive an extension from the Steelers since Willie Parker in 2006. We pointed out the projection for the extension. And I'm going to scroll to the point where now I can't find it. I should have bookmarked it. That's on me. It was from a football analytics guy projecting the money behind the 2-year contract extension for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Jaylen Warren, right around 2 years. Well, it's obviously 2 years. We know that. 2 years, $8.8 million to $9.3 million is the extension projected by, and I can't find it now. That's on me. But anywhere from the projection right now from the analytics side of things, the money side of things, is anywhere between $8 to $9.3 million. Here it is. Jake Cardonic. I apologize for the delay. Cardonic, University of Chicago Statistics, Economics, Data Science, footballanalyticsnerd.com, followed by Faribault. He only has 593 followers, but Nick Faribault floated this kid a follow, so take that for what you will. Projecting anywhere from 2 years, $8 to $9.3 million. And anywhere from 3.9 to 4 million guaranteed at signing. So from a nerd side of things, from an analytics side of things, that's what whatever formula that guy uses suggests that that might be what Warren is earning. If that's what it is, that's fantastic. To me, though, I don't necessarily know if I'm Jaylen Warren, if I sign for an AAV less than and significantly less than what I'm getting in cash in 2025. His cap hit and what he's making this year is $5.3 million. $5,346,000 is the salary for Jaylen Warren in 2025. So I have a hard time thinking that Warren gets or would agree to something for less, right? You want to make more money as you go. So that's why, and even if it's like $5 million, that's probably like, I mean, it's $346,000 less, but it's still right around the same ballpark. To me, going from 5.3 million to four, even 4.7 is too much of a drop off if I'm Jalen Warren. And on the Steelers side of things, from the financial side of things, even if it's a 2-year, $11 million extension, $5.5 million a year, I'm cool with that. I am very, very cool with that. I would even go as far as saying I would be cool with 2 years, $12 million, $6 million a year on average. That's fine with me. As the texter pointed out, Jalen Warren is incredibly good in pass protection and has proven to be a dynamic running back at times with the Steelers. Christopher Carter, Locked On Steelers podcast, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, friend of the station. The Jalen Warren extension adds to the confidence that the Steelers have shown behind building of the run game. Back up for 3 years without an official start, but they're committed to keeping him through 2027. And I think it also goes to show you that not only are the Steelers committed to building this run game, and Andy Weidel's fingerprints are all over that, it shows you that they're committed to stability in that run game as well. They've got all these young offensive linemen booked for a couple of years. Broderick Jones is a big part of that. I think we're all a little bit more concerned or paying attention to Broderick Jones from a pass blocking scenario this year, especially with the 41-year-old starting quarterback. But he's obviously a part of the equation in the run game. He's the starting offensive lineman, the starting left tackle. So a lot of maybe the stability or consistency that the Steelers want and want to build with the totality of the run game comes from locking down Broderick Jones too. And if that guy receives a fifth-year option, that obviously remains to be seen, but I would be blown away if that happens. Neither here nor there. You put Jalen Warren back in this offense for the next 2 years, well, you've got Zach Frazier still locked up on the rookie deal. Mason McCormick still locked up on the rookie deal. Troy Faltanu on the rookie deal. And more linemen, I'm sure, to be drafted in the future, especially if Jones walks and you've got to replace Isaac Seumalo. But between the young guys of Faltanu, Frazier, and McCormick up front, locking up Jalen Warren for the next 2 years while those guys are still with you, those offensive linemen are still with you on the rookie deal, truly highlights how committed the Steelers are to what they have in the run game, where they think their run game can progress to, and obviously the strides that the run game can make in 2025. 412-928-9370. That's the number to get in touch with us. How do you feel about the Jalen Warren extension? Yay or nay? 412-928-9370. That is the number to get in touch with us. It's also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jim in Monroeville is on the fan. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
So, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I like the extension. I'm not anti Jalen Warren so much to say that, I don't think he's a starter. I think my main concern with this incredible athlete that we have is he can't hold on to the ball as consistently as what we saw from other running backs that we've had. I mean, Najee Harris just didn't drop the ball. That's a big deal. Tomlin doesn't like those types of, I guess, anti-splash plays, right? But I like what he brings to the table. He can block, he can catch. I mean, he can run. He reminds me a little bit of a former running back with the Ravens. I don't know if we're allowed to say his name anymore, but Ray Rice. I'm not saying he's on that level.
Hopefully not from an off-the-field standpoint, but go ahead.
precisely, exactly. I think he is a really good number two, and I don't know if most people realize how important that is in the NFL today. You know, I mean, like two running backs, it's definitely valuable. And, depending on which type of offense you want to run, it's definitely necessary. But I really think by at some point, if he is the go-ahead guy for the rest of the season, we're going to see some issues with him holding on to the football. And I just hope that means that the young rookie can see more of the field, because I think that's the direction they're headed to go is with Caleb Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, I just, the 2-year extension for Jalen Warren does not tell me that that's the situation, that Johnson is the guy for the future. At the very least, if it's still Jalen Warren's just your change of pace guy and Johnson becomes the number one, that's fine. And for what Jalen Warren is going to get out of this extension. And Jolie, if you can kind of keep an eye too on the refresh and see if the figures do come out. I am refreshing now and I have yet to see anybody reputable throw any dollar figures to this 2-year extension. So if you can, in addition to manning the phones and your other duties, if you can keep an eye on that and let us know if you see something, that would be great. It's not going to be like, even if it's, I'm pausing because I'm looking at the running back contracts and the average per year. Saquon's making $20 million a year. Saquon McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor are the top four as far as average annual value to their running back contracts. Barkley's making 20. McCaffrey's making 19. Henry at 15 a year. Jonathan Taylor at 14 a year. Jalen Warren's not getting that. We know that. And as we go down the list here, Jalen Warren right now is, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21st in the league in average annual salary. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Even if that puts him in the top 15, top 15 would be close to $9 million a year. That's not happening. Some of those guys, and Ashton Jeanty is up there because Ashton Jeanty was selected early in the draft, and the higher up you are taken in the draft is you make more money. But like guys like Ramondre Stevenson, James Conner's up there, Chuba Hubbard's up there, DeAndre Swift at $8 million a year. Like those guys have done more as far as a starter is concerned, starter production in the past to earn that kind of money. Jalen Warren has not had that sort of leverage, right? So as we uncover what the dollar figure is on Jalen Warren, it's not going to be something to make fans say, really? I think it's going to be pretty favorable, and I think it only helps the Steelers and helps Warren. Yvonne, on the road, wants to talk Jalen Warren. What's up, Yvonne?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Labor Day. So I've been a Steelers season ticket holder for, 20 years now. I'll be there week one with Fireman Ed, and we're passing out this cash to Jalen Warren. I mean, that's someone who I've seen Jalen Samuels come in and provide better backup minutes. Najee Harris out in Los Angeles. I mean, Jalen Warren, he wouldn't even be getting snaps for the Raiders. And now you're taking the season ticket holder money, and we're extending this guy between a questionable offensive line, a declining quarterback. I don't know, Phil. This makes me worrisome.
Thanks for the call, man. Okay. I had just got done suggesting that I don't think it's going to be that lucrative of a deal. And if it's $6 million of the Steelers' remaining cap, right? The Steelers have $85 million in cap space right now. If it's a six, if Jalen Warren has taken up $6 million of the $85 million the Steelers have in cap space for the 2025 season, or 2026 season, excuse me, that's 7% of the available cap. And like, I haven't done the math yet to see what the percent of the total cap is, but like, even with TJ Watt making $42 million, and even with DK Metcalf making $31 million, the Steelers still have $85 million in cap space heading into 2026. It's the whole reason why I was okay with TJ Watt making the money that he made at the time. Jalen Warren is not going to be getting Christian McCaffrey money. He's not going to be making $10 million a year. I would be shocked if it was that high. I would be blown away. If it's $6 million a year, if it's $7 million a year against that 85 and change that the Steelers have available to them, top 10 in the league, by the way, heading into next year, peanuts. How about in 2027? $262 million in cap space right now. Peanuts. This contract is not going to make Jalen Warren a top five paid running back in the league. He knows that he hasn't proven that. The Steelers know he hasn't proven that. This isn't going to be a situation where the Steelers overpay on Jalen Warren. This contract is a no-brainer, especially because it provides you the opportunity to bring back a proven enough commodity that's really good in pass protection and provides you big play capabilities at the running back position. We have seen it. Haven't seen a lot of it, but we've seen more of it than we saw at Najee Harris on a favorable deal. He's making $5.3 million on the restricted tender heading into 2025. I would have to venture to guess it's anywhere between $5.5 to $6 million a year annually. Football nerds are projecting it to be $4 million to $4.7 million a year annually, which would be even more of a no-brainer. 412-928-9370. Jacob in Pittsburgh's on the fan. What's up, Jacob?
How you doing, brother? This is my first time calling. I just wanted to say this. I'm hearing a lot of Jalen Warren slander. I'm not liking it. He finished top 10 in yards per carry last year. Let's be for real. 1,100 scrimmage yards. Let's be for real. Now, I'm not saying he's a upper middle class running back, but he's around there. And I would be surprised if he got anything less than $6 million. So that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate you letting me call.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me be your first call into the station. It's pretty cool. Even if it is $6 million a year, I'm fine with it. And he and I were kind of on the same line of thinking. Like, I would have a hard time believing that Jalen Warren would accept more annually than what he's making in 2025. I think anywhere between $5.5 to $6.5 million is probably the sweet spot. And the official figure is not out yet. We are refreshing Twitter very diligently to find a reputable NFL beat person to find this dollar figure. But we will await and see until that is uncovered. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Steelers are practicing today. The Steelers are preparing for a game on Sunday. Tomlin talks tomorrow. It's game week. The Steelers' locker room is open to the approved media that cover the team after practice till about 2 o'clock. We will wait and see who speaks, if it's Warren, if it's Tomlin, whoever it is. I'm sure we'll get some audio as far as the Jalen Warren extension is concerned. But we continue to react to Jalen Warren and his first, and him being the first Steelers running back since Willie Parker in 2006 to earn a contract extension. 2 years that keeps him in a Steelers uniform to 2027. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. I am neither one of those guys. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in. Joel Nelson's here as well. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.